The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hello, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We held our first Fridays at 5 on Friday, May 3rd, and it was amazing. The reason it was most amazing was because of the weather. The one thing that we can't control is the weather. And when the weather's amazing, the event is typically awesome. So it was great. It was a really good collaboration between the City of Pittsfield and Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. The city stage, the mobile stage, was back. We had Soul Magnets on the city stage performing, a 9-piece brass band. Hot Plate did a beer garden, Family Fun Zone with Balloon Ben, and the Downtown Pittsfield Inc. Paint and Sip and other nonprofits doing kids-friendly, family-friendly activities. And then we had an artisan vendor market also. The road was closed between Depot Street and Park Square, and it was a grand success. We're going to do it again on Friday, June 7th. If there are any potential vendors out there, artisan vendors, if you make and create your own thing and are selling it, we are still taking vendors for June and beyond. And then the Family Fun Zone is for nonprofits, family-friendly activities, and we're taking vendor applications for that as well. It's all on lovepittsfield.com, lovepittsfield.com. And in June, we are going to welcome Jacob's Pillow to the main stage with one of their acts from New York City, and then Happy Together is going to be the band on the main stage as well. So
Friday was the woman with the fire dancing?
Yes, Opal.
Oh, I missed it.
It was really cool. I got a good video. I will show you the video. It was very cool. She had quite a crowd gathered. Mike Carty was doing some live art. It was a great night overall. So thank you, City of Pittsfield and Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., for putting on a grand event. And we will continue that through September, every first Friday of the month through September. But we are gearing up for the summer season. And in May, the summer season means the opening of the farmers market. The Pittsfield Farmers Market is opening for its 12th season on Saturday, May 11th. And once it opens for the season, it is outside every week, rain or shine, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the Common, located on First Street, right next to Zion Lutheran Church. So it's outside now from May 11th to October 12th, every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Some highlights for the season: shoppers experience a vibrant selection of fresh local and seasonal produce, meat, eggs, cheese, baked goods, flowers, artisanal items, alongside live music and engaging activities. Affordable and accessible to all. At the core of the farmers market in Pittsfield is the belief that everyone deserves access to fresh, healthy food. To uphold this, they strive to ensure the market is both accessible and affordable for all members of our community, which is an amazing thing. All of the information on the farmers market is at rootsrising.com or farmersmarketpittsfield.org. rootsrising.org or farmersmarketpittsfield.org. Of course, you can find all of the things we're talking about on our own website, lovepittsfield.com.
Great lovepittsfield.com.
I know. We love Pittsfield, so it's very appropriate that our website is lovepittsfield.com. We're also very enthusiastic to welcome Art Week Berkshires to the spring for the first time. Art Week Berkshires is happening May 17th through the 27th this year. This is a collaborative event between the 5 cultural districts in the Berkshires, and it has more than 100 events over the course of those 10 days. Yeah. It's wild.
100 events.
100 events. So we are very grateful that One Berkshire is hosting the website at berkshires.org. These events range from open studios to art exhibits to Meet the Potter, a pottery event in West Stockbridge, open studios at MCLA, an exhibit in Housatonic, Massachusetts, Great Barrington, as I said, stuff at Mass MoCA, the Gary Lichtenstein Editions LLC at Mass MoCA. It's really cool. Open studios at Greylock Works.
Wow.
Art. The Clock Tower Artists in Pittsfield are hosting an open studio during Art Week as well. Art Week Berkshires is May 17th through the 27th. May 17th through the 27th. And it is a collaborative event, as I said, between the five cultural districts, Pittsfield, Great Barrington, Lenox, North Adams, and Williamstown. And these cultural districts are officially designated by the Mass Cultural Council to be a cultural district. So it's very cool for marketing, obviously, and other things to be designated a cultural district by the Mass Cultural Council.
Sounds like a lot of time to do everything.
A lot of culture. A lot of culture. Mm-hmm. May 17th through the 27th. And how this works is a few months before the event, there's an open call for everyone to submit an event. So it really is welcome for all. So if you're an artist and want to show your works and in your studio or at a gallery, you can submit your event at berkshires.org. And the deadline for the event submission was May 8th. So the deadline has closed. There are no more event submissions. And there are more than 100 events registered.
Wow.
From all around the county, north, central, south. It's very, very exciting. Art Week Berkshires in the spring. Spring is springing, we say.
It certainly is.
Spring is springing. As we're recording this, it's pouring rain. But that's part of spring, right?
It's supposed to be for the next week.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board. Thank you, Bev. And we have copy here in the studio for this Eats a Pizza event that PCTV and WTBR are putting on collaboratively. And Bev, you said you went to it last year.
I went to it last year, and it was amazing. You get to try different kinds of pizza and judge which one you like the best.
Ooh, join PCTV and WTBR for the biggest and tastiest pizza event around May 23rd at Berkshire Hills Country Club on Benedict Road in Pittsfield. Enjoy pizza from Pizza Trails in Dalton, The Locker Room, HD Pizza, and much more, and decide who will win the People's Choice Award. Tickets are available, and more information is available at pittsfieldtv.org.
Who doesn't like pizza?
Who doesn't like pizza? Papa Joe's Restaurant, Zucco's, Papa John's. Who doesn't like pizza? That's totally right. Eats a Pizza, May 23rd at Berkshire Hills by Pittsfield TV and PCTV and WTBR, pittsfieldtv.org for more information on that. Does make you hungry. Remember when we...
It does.
When we first would record this, it was later, like right before lunch. This was like almost 10 years ago, probably. And Bev and I would always get to the food. We would always start talking about food. And by the end of it, we were starving. We are now recording this between 10:30 and 11. And so it's a little... But now I'm like, well, I could have a piece of pizza.
I could eat it, yeah.
I could eat a slice of pizza. That sounds...
I always wait for the dum dum dum.
Oh, yeah, dun dun dun. That's not appropriate for pizza.
No.
Though, I don't feel like. We do have Leora in the studio with us from Miss Hall's. She is the Horizons intern from Miss Hall's. And Horizons program is a famous internship program at Miss Hall's. Every student at Miss Hall's is a part of the Horizons program, 9 through 12, and Leora is a senior. And this is the last day when we're recording this as the last day for the Horizons program.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're happy to have been a part of it for all this year. And Leora is graduating, so we wish her all the luck in the world.
Wow.
And at UVM, she's going to the University of Vermont, which is very, very exciting for many people. So congratulations to all the interns at Miss Hall's and to all the graduates graduating, obviously. It's flying by. It's already mid-May.
I know. Don't go there.
It's crazy. All right, I am going to...
I just got warm.
You just got warm? Yeah. I'm going to the Art Week Berkshires website. Because Art Week Berkshires is a countywide event May 17th through the 27th. Berkshires.org is the name of the website. It's an annual celebration of local creativity, 100+ hands-on or behind-the-scenes events and open studios across the region, from gallery shows to live performances, poetry readings to painting demos, and so much more. It's presented by the five cultural districts, as we said, Pittsfield, Great Barrington, Lenox, North Adams, and Williamstown, and promoted by One Berkshire. It is May 17th through the 24th. And it's cool. You can go on this Berkshires.org website and you can search by event, or you can just go down the listing of what's happening each day. So for example, on May 17th, Press 29 Press Open Studio in Bowman Hall at MCLA. That is one of the events in Northern Berkshires. As I said, there's a Meet the Potter event in West Stockbridge going on. Lenox Student Art Show at the Lenox Library. That's May 17th from 10 to 5, featuring students from Lenox. Legacy Exhibition at the Center for Peace Through Culture in Housatonic. River Hill Pottery Open Studio and Demonstrations in North Adams at the River Hill Pottery Studios. Eclipse Mill is doing an open studio event on May 17th as well. So we're only at the first day, Friday, May 17th. Douglas Gilbert Art in North Adams is having an event. Open Studios at Greylock Works. Norman Rockwell Studio Tour, so you can kind of get a behind-the-scenes look at Norman Rockwell. Contemporary Landscape at Bernay Fine Art in Great Barrington. There is another event in North Adams at Lappin Contemporary. Anchor Studio in South Egremont. Sculpture and Photography Studio in Stockbridge.
Ooh, that I'd like.
This is still only on May 17th. Janet Pumphrey Gallery in Lenox. The Shed Gallery. And then I think we're moving on to May 18th. We are not going to go through each event, but I just want to get a sense of the wide depth right. of events. Williamstown Art Walk. So obviously that's in Williamstown. Artist Lecture with Joan Hall at the Norman Rockwell Museum. Berkshire Plein Air next to the Art on Main Gallery in Stockbridge.
What is plein air?
So when you draw or paint in plein air, it's P-L-E-I-N, it's typically outside. I think of it as outside overlooking nature, and you're sitting outside with an easel and painting.
So it's plein air.
It's outside. It's outside. Plein air is outside, maybe in French. We'll say. But isn't that an accurate description, would you say? Yes, we're getting some nods.
We got the expert nod here.
This Lenox Student Art Show is up May 17th through the 27th at the Lenox Library. It looks like there are different hours every day, but 10 to 5 is a pretty standard hour. New Marlboro artists are doing an open studio tour. See, look at all this range from North Adams to West Stockbridge to Lenox to Pittsfield.
That's why it's the Berkshires.
North Adams. That's why it's Art Week Berkshires. There's something going on at the Church on the Hill Chapel, the Soldier's Tale and a Tarot Workshop.
Really?
This is very cool because these are all the people and organizations that submitted these events. So organizations, artists from around the county can submit their own events for these.
I would love a tarot reading.
Well, go to Berkshires.org. This is all Art Week Berkshires, May 17th through the 27th. Berkshires.org. So I am on Berkshires.org and I'm just going through each of the events. May 18th after the thaw at Sandusfield Arts Center. So it really and truly is countywide. North Adams, Alex Baker Photos, Open Studios. And often these events, are open throughout the exhibitions, for example, are open throughout all of Art Week, Berkshire's, with different hours every day, which is so cool, because then if you can't go see it on a certain day, mm-hmm. you can see it the next day. Adams Theater, Hancock Shaker Village, Women Artists Reception, May 18th, 4 to 6 p.m. So Hancock Shaker Village is in on the fun.
Aren't they always?
They always are. Baby Animals is over, and so they're getting Aww. Into the Art Week Berkshire's fun. They had a very successful Baby Animals Good. Season. And the Baby Animals, a lot of them are still there. So even though it's Aww. Not officially Baby Animals, if you go to Hancock Shaker Village, you can see many of them in the barn and beyond, especially on a nicer day.
Mm-hmm.
Norman Rockwell Studio Tour. I think that would be very cool. It's kind of a behind-the-scenes look at Norman Rockwell Studio. Faithful Friends Community Dog Day at Norman Rockwell Museum on May 19th.
You're kidding. On See, Dog Day? You
dog
bring your
day,
dog with
Community
you?
Dog Day. Yep, dog friendly. I'm telling you. So we always say for Art Week Berkshire's or events like this that there truly is something for everyone. And in this case, there even is. For dogs.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. May 19th, the Clark is hosting an event, Impressionism at the Clark. So this event, this festival, May 17th through the 27th, Art Week Berkshire's, is cool because it highlights individual artists, but also there are organizations like Hancock Shaker Village, Norman Rockwell Museum, and the Clark that are involved in giving behind-the-scenes tours. So it really is meant to be highlighting artists of all calibers, the individual artists that might just want to open their studio for a day or two, but also the bigger organizations, art and cultural organizations like the Norman Rockwell Museum and the Clark.
So if you're not really well known yet, you can find a way to get shown?
Yes, you can submit your there event you to be shown, for sure. Clock Tower artists are hosting an open studios and workshops May 19th, 1 to 5 p.m. Free workshops all afternoon. That's on May 19th. Clock Tower Artist Studios are at 75 South Church Street in Pittsfield, and we, for First Fridays at 5, had an art shuttle that left from City Hall and drove to the Clock Tower Artist Studios, and then every 15 minutes they would take a trip. Huge shout out to Rial Ghidori, who was an RSVP volunteer, retired senior volunteer program volunteer. He was the driver of the art shuttle. Uh-huh. And we had a few people doing it. We're going to try and advertise it more and pump it up more, but we will be doing it in June again.
It's really convenient.
And it's super convenient. I don't think it's a bad walk to go from downtown.
Now, see, you just said they have that and they should use it, and now you're saying,
but
you
saying
should walk.
I don't think it's a bad walk, but many others do. So that's why people said, let's run the shuttle. Okay. So we're running the shuttle, and Rial is on board to drive it again for June. So on June 7th, there will be an art shuttle again from downtown, from City Hall, and then every 15 minutes drops you off at the Clock Tower Artist Studios, which is right next to the Berkshire Eagle, same entrance as the Berkshire uh-huh. Eagle, 75 South Church Street. And those studios, they're up to, I think, 17 artists with different studios, wow. lots of mediums from painting to tap dancing to sculpture. So it's very cool to go inside and just walk around and talk to all of the artists involved in those studios. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM in the PCTV studios as well. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the Director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board. Thank you, Bev. Mm-hmm. And we are talking all about Art Week Berkshire's 2024, which is coming up on May 17th through the 27th. The five cultural districts of the Berkshires, Pittsfield, North Adams, Williamstown, Lenox, and Great Barrington, have all come together to put on this event for all of you and for visitors, May 17th through the 27th. And there are more than 100 events that are happening throughout those 10 days, which is pretty cool. Everything from pottery to painting to silkscreen prints to behind-the-scenes tours at the Norman Rockwell Museum to an opening exhibition at the Hancock Shaker Village. A lot of things are going on, and it is pretty cool that it's happening in the middle of May, mid to late May. So this used to happen in the fall, and we switched it to spring because we heard from a lot of the participants that spring would be better. So this is the first time that it is in the spring, and we're excited to see how well it will be received. May 17th through the 27th throughout the Berkshires. One Berkshire is a very big help in promoting this event. So all of the information is on berkshires.org. May 20th, adult ballet at Creative Soul in North Adams. So there's dance, because dance is a form of art, of course. So there's dance options. There's a figure drawing group at the Clock Tower building. I mean, something.
Is that where the tarot reading is?
No, we have to go back and look at the tarot reading for you. That is a couple days previous. I think it's in Lenox, but we can.
Okay.
You also, on this website, can go on and search, for example, tarot, and that would come up. You can pick the day you're looking for. If you're like, oh, I'm free on Tuesday, you can go through and just find Tuesday, May 21st, and see what comes up on the day that you're free. More than 100 events happening throughout this May 17th through the 27th.
It must have taken forever to get this all together.
Well, thank you, Bev, for saying that. It was a lot of monthly meetings between all of the entities. We meet year-round to talk about this, and the planning begins basically in the June meeting for the next year. But we do have a better template, I feel like, than we've ever had before, and we're very thankful. Berkshire Regional Planning Commission is kind of the central fiscal agent. We get advertising and payment. We pay to them, and they pay out, and so it's nice to have the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission and One Berkshire are really the core parts of this for the planning. They host the meetings through Zoom and just make sure everything is moving in the right direction, so we're grateful for that. But yes, it does take a lot of planning between all of these cultural districts. Five cultural districts throughout the county come together and make sure that this is a success. I'm excited about those behind-the-scenes Norman Rockwell tours. And there's events in North Adams and Stockbridge and Lenox.
All in the same county.
All in the same county. The art and cultural scene in the Berkshires is quite amazing. Open dance rehearsal at Creative Soul in North Adams. That's always fun. Anything featuring dance.
Do you dance?
I dance for fun. Like, I like going to weddings or parties with a DJ. Yeah. But I don't dance professionally.
I can't. I got flat feet.
That's what makes it even more exciting to watch. Like, not if you have flat feet. I mean professionals. I think you shouldn't not dance even if you have flat feet. But people like Jacob, the organizations like Jacob's Pillow, who bring in these professional dance troupes from New York City, for example, for the June First Fridays at 5 celebration, that it makes it even more special if we don't really know how to dance to watch people that do know how to dance. So
some of those pictures just amaze me how they can move their bodies.
Oh, yeah. It's something. We're super excited to have Jacob's Pillow always be a part of our events that we put on or our programming. And so they are going to be a part of the First Fridays at 5 in June on Friday, June 7th, along with Happy Together, which is the 60s band in the Berkshires. And they bring a lot of people out. And so I saw a clip of them performing in Lenox last summer. And they're coming to Balderdash for an event. So we're excited to having them host. We have Jim Horsford, who is a potter at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts. He came out at to Palace Park with his wheel, and he lets kids spin the, you know, make the pottery. It's very cool. It's he gets in and get in and get dirty. So it's good stuff. All of this information that we're talking about can be found on lovepittsfield.com. lovepittsfield.com. Art Week Berkshires is coming up May 17th to the 27th. We're thrilled that the Pittsfield Farmers Market is opening for its 12th season, Saturday, May 11th at the Common, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday from May 11th to October 12th. You can see the Farmers Market on the Common. It's just so fun to go there every Saturday and get fresh flowers, fresh vegetables, fresh meat that you want to make dinner with on Sunday or whatever, or grill something. You can plan your meals at the farmers market on every Saturday throughout the season. And 12 years they've been.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I love their write up here. The Pittsfield Farmers Market is a community hub and force for good, a powerful third place outside of work and home to build connection in our community. It's a teen-run market, and they strive to create an accessible, affordable, and inclusive market for all. We have a radical goal of building resilience into our vibrant local food system, and we do it together. The Pittsfield Farmers Market is community in action. You can find more info on them at farmersmarketpittsfield.org. But it's very cool. It is a teen-run farmers market, and they have Roots. Their Roots Rising is the umbrella organization of the Pittsfield Farmers Market, and they run these teen crews throughout the spring and fall that, again, these teens throughout Pittsfield can apply and be a part of it. And they just bought a farm in Pittsfield, Roots Rising, and they're going to have their headquarters there and use it as a working farm. It's all it's all good stuff. I cannot believe the farmers market is in its 12th year.
No.
That's wild and crazy, but time flies. Time flies when we're having fun. So don't forget to go to an event at Art Week Berkshires, May 17th through the 27th. May 17th through the 27th. And the farmers market is at the Common every Saturday starting May 11th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Don't miss that. And of course, Eatsa Pizza is back May 23rd at Berkshire Hills Country Club. That is an event by PCTV and WTBR, the biggest and tastiest pizza event around. And you can be a judge and decide who will win the People's Choice Award. Pittsfield TV, PCTV, and WTBR put on that event. All good stuff. Once again, this has been the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. You can find all of these events on lovepittsfield.com. That is our website, lovepittsfield.com. Bev, thank you for operating the board. And
you're
Leora,
welcome.
Have a wonderful life after Miss Hall's. Thanks for all you did for the Office of Cultural Development. That's the Miss Hall's intern, and we appreciate all that she did for our office. All right, everyone, have a good week. Thank you.